Welcome to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF, News Talk Traffic. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann. He's head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. He's the one here who provides so much knowledge on why having a healthy mouth leads to us having a healthy body. Dr. Mann, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Jay?
You know, things are wonderful here, and I'm always excited to talk to you in these programs because I always learn a bunch, and we're going to be talking about a topic today that I think everyone has experienced in some form or fashion. Hopefully not as severe as others, but if it is severe in your case, then you definitely want to listen up because today we're going to be talking about tooth sensitivity, and this is common for many people, Dr. Mann. So what are the common causes when it comes to tooth sensitivity?
There are a lot of causes for tooth sensitivity. Probably the most common is, of course, decay. We see that that's one of the most common diseases in America, periodontal disease, of course, but also decay or caries. Some people know it as caries. Can cause sensitivity of the teeth, especially to sugar and sweets. We see a lot of sensitivity associated with that. The deeper the decay, the greater the sensitivity. And then it starts turning into cold and hot sensitivity as the decay gets deeper. So that's probably the number one cause of sensitivity that we see. The second, but really close reason for sensitivity is clenching and grinding of the teeth. Now, we see a lot of this, and it does create severe sensitivity in a lot of people, especially if they're chronic grinders. Which means they're doing it on a regular basis. It can cause the teeth to be severely sensitive to hot and to cold. You don't see too much sensitivity to sweets with clenching and grinding. Temperature sensitivity can be quite devastating for a lot of people if you have to warm everything up to room temperature, or anything hot, such as food, you have to wait till it gets to room temperature. So it can cause a pretty a problem for a lot of people. And I always tell people, it can be treated. The other causes that we see, and probably the third biggest thing that we see, is old restorations that are breaking down. We see that quite a bit. Old metal fillings, old crowns that margins around the crowns are starting to deteriorate. That can also cause sensitivity to both sugar, and it can also cause sensitivity to hot and cold, temperature sensitivity. The other thing that you have to keep in mind about sensitivity is acid reflux. If you're someone that has had acid reflux, then the enamel, which is the protective coating on your teeth, is eroded away. It's basically the acid has eaten it away. We also see this with some eating disorders like bulimia because of the acid in the stomach from throwing up on a regular basis. It causes the enamel to erode away, which exposes a part of your tooth called dentin, which is very sensitive. So if you know that you have acid reflux and it's not been treated, then you can have that sensitivity to hot and cold. And some of the other sensitivity causes, and again, they're related a lot of times to clenching and grinding, can be fractures in your enamel from just wear and tear. And those fractures, as we eat, they can open up and cause tooth sensitivity. And then some that are temporary, like when you whiten your teeth, a lot of people get sensitivity when they whiten their teeth. That's more of a temporary sensitivity. It reverses itself. Like they say, no pain, no gain. It basically will reverse itself. And then some, like when you first get a restoration, sometimes they can. But those are really the main causes of tooth sensitivity that we see.
Okay, and you mentioned grinding and clenching as some common causes of tooth sensitivity. Why does that cause things to get sensitive?
That's a good question because, people are like, oh, I chew my food all the time. So, it doesn't cause my teeth to be sensitive. So why would chronic clenching and grinding? Well, your teeth were not made to constantly have pressure against them, only when you chew and eat your food, which is, if you think about it, is not a long time during the day. You do it, even though you do it 3 or 4 times a day. Some people do it more often than 3 or 4 times, but it's really for a short period of time. And you're not really putting a lot of pressure in your teeth when you're chewing your food. really your teeth don't come together all the way because your food is keeping them separated. But when you're clenching and grinding, your teeth are coming together super hard and you have ligaments that surround your teeth. And those ligaments cause your teeth to push down on the bottom and of course up on the top. Well, you have a gum that surrounds the tooth, okay? And they don't have ligaments. They have something called collagen. And when you push up on the top and down on the bottom, you're pushing against that gum line. And over time, that gum line has collagen, which has memory, which causes that gum line to stay into place. So it's going to recede up on the top. We call it recession. And you're going to recede down on the bottom. Well, guess what that exposes? That exposes your root, which is very sensitive. Your nerve is really close. So when you drink something hot or cold, because of that recession, you get severe sensitivity to hot and cold. And so that is one of the major reasons. The other major reason I mentioned earlier is you start wearing your tooth down if you're a grinder and you put fractures in your tooth, and you can actually wear the enamel down off the occlusal surfaces, which is your chewing surfaces, which can also cause sensitivity. So there's a lot of things that clenching and grinding can do to create sensitivity. Doesn't have to be all of your whole mouth. It can be one or two teeth. Or in the case of people who are severe grinders and clenchers, it can be all the teeth. I've seen it where both sides of the mouth, upper and lower, are sensitive to hot and cold. So that is a major problem that we can address in a dental office to prevent it from getting worse.
Yeah, and it's something that you do want to address. And you know, clenching and grinding are things that we often do either subconsciously or in our sleep. So again, that's why it's important to make sure that you're visiting the dentist regularly, getting those checkups so that a professional can examine you and check you out and make sure that if this is happening to you, that it's addressed. If you want to schedule an appointment to see Dr. Mann, you can go online to smileman.com. That's Dr. Mann's website, smileman.com. Mann has two N's at the end. From there, you can very easily book an appointment if you'd like to see Dr. Mann, or you can also find information about the wide array of services that Dr. Mann and his team provide, or you can find information about Dr. Mann's office locations. He has three of them. There's one in Cary, one in Garner, and one in Fuquay Varina. Learn more at smileman.com or call 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338. We're going to take a quick break, but we've got more on tooth sensitivity right after this. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. Welcome back to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. I'm Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann. He's head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. Today, we're talking all about tooth sensitivity. And Dr. Mann, we went over a lot of common causes of tooth sensitivity. And, you know, in that conversation, you mentioned two things that a lot of us have probably experienced as well, and that's fillings and other types of dental restorations. And if those break down, they can cause severe sensitivity. So how can our listeners know if it's potentially a filling causing their tooth sensitivity?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I always tell my patients that, you know, whatever we put in your mouth is not meant to last forever. You know, if your natural tooth can't last forever, whatever man puts in is not going to last forever. So a lot of times we see metal fillings, those old metal fillings, but sometimes they're black, sometimes they're silver, just depends if they were polished or they're corroded. But if you look in your mouth and you see spaces or cracks around those fillings, then that's an indication, if you're having sensitivity, that that filling's leaking on you, which means that it's also allowing bacteria to get up underneath. And many times with the metal fillings, we see fractures in the tooth structure around the metal fillings. And the reason for that is it has a different coefficient of thermal expansion. That's a pretty big term. But basically what it means is it contracts and greater than your tooth and shrinks faster than your tooth when you drink something hot or cold. So when you drink something hot, contracts. When you drink something cold, it shrinks because it's a metal. And over time, these put fractures in your tooth around those metal fillings. The other thing is they can actually start separating from the tooth themselves. And when that occurs, then bacteria can get up underneath those fillings, and that can create decay up underneath the filling. So I highly recommend when those start breaking down, especially when you get sensitivity, whether it's biting when you're chewing and you get that shock, or whether it's the temperature sensitivity, you want to pay real close attention to getting those fillings replaced and or crowns. Sometimes crowns, the margins around the crown start breaking down. And when that occurs, then you can get leaking up under those margins, especially under porcelain fused and metal margins. We do all porcelain crowns mostly in our office same day, but there's a lot of porcelain fused and metal crowns that were done, you know, 20 years ago when we didn't have the all porcelain. And we can't see what's going on under those with an x-ray because the metal blocks out the x-ray from going underneath and letting us take a look. So you could have decay all up under a crown and we wouldn't see it on an x-ray, and we can't see it clinically when we look in your mouth. So if you start to feel sensitivity around those, it is probably time to start replacing those. And you should definitely consider checking with your dentist to make sure that those margins are sound. But don't wait. If you start having sensitivity, that's a problem if you have it around an old restoration. So if you know there's a specific tooth, look in your mouth, and if you see a metal filling, or you see, you know, a dark spot, or you see that you have a crown on that tooth, which most people know if they have a crown or not, check with your dentist because it could be something major going on, and you could prevent something major from happening. You know, sometimes you can replace those metal fillings with a tooth colored filling, and that's all you have to do. But if you wait, you can get large amount of decay, which can then turn into a root canal and a crown. So go ahead and be proactive on replacing a lot of those fillings.
Yeah, being proactive and, you know, paying attention to your body and any sort of discomfort or unusual feelings is key. And definitely when it comes to your mouth, you want to be proactive in that regard. Dr. Mann, we talked a lot about having an infected tooth on this program and, you know, pain that can possibly be associated with that. What about sensitivity? Can an infected tooth cause sensitivity for you as well?
Yeah, there's a different degree of sensitivities that I like to tell people to watch out for. If you're drinking something hot or cold and you have sensitivity and it goes away within, you know, a minute, that's normal. You know, that's normal sensitivity. It's not normal to have it, but it's not an indication that your tooth is infected. An infected tooth, a lot of times that means your nerve is dying, and your nerve is what generates the cold and hot temperature. If it lingers when you drink something hot or cold, then that's a sign that your nerve is dying. And we call that irreversible pulpitis. But that means that your tooth is dying and you probably need to have a root canal on that tooth. And you can, you know, have that tested at your local dentist office or an endodontist who's a specialist who specializes in nerves. But that is a little bit more complicated than just sensitivity that goes away pretty quickly after you drink something hot or cold. But don't delay, because, you know, you can get a serious infection in your tooth, which can lead to a systemic infection and, like, even severe pain that's ongoing. So that occurs with whether you have sensitivity to temperature or not. So if it's lasting longer than a minute, 5-10 minutes after you drink something hot or cold, seek professional advice on that tooth.
Yeah, another instance where you don't want to wait around and or ignore your body if something like that is happening. You want to go ahead and get that treated. Make sure that you have an exam and make sure that it's not something that is an ongoing issue. You can schedule an appointment to see Dr. Mann if you'd like to do that. An easy way to do that is by going to smileman.com. That's Dr. Mann's website, smileman.com. Man has two N's at the end. If you'd like to book an appointment, that's an easy way to do that. You can also find information about the three office locations that Dr. Mann has in the area. One is in Cary, one is in Fuquay Varina, and the other is in Garner. Learn more at smileman.com, or you can also call the office if you'd like to do that. The phone number is 919-462-9338. 919 462-9338. If you'd like to call Dr. Mann and schedule an appointment, that's the best number to call. We're taking a quick break, but we've got more on tooth sensitivity right after this. You're listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. You're listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. I'm Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann. He's head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. You can learn more about him by going online to smileman.com. Mann has two N's at the end, smileman.com. Today, we're talking all about tooth sensitivity. We've all felt this before sometimes. Usually, maybe if you're drinking something a little bit too cold or maybe a little bit too hot, you feel that sensitivity in your teeth. Some of that is, as Dr. Mann, you've said, is if it happens, you feel that for maybe less than a minute or so, then you're in an okay range. If it's something that is more prolonged than that, then you need to go seek professional advice. And, you know, Dr. Mann, we talked a little bit earlier about fillings and crowns. And, you know, I've got friends who've had those and, you know, they say that their teeth are a little bit more sensitive. Is that normal that, you know, post-filling or post-crown that you develop the sensitivity?
Well, as long as it only lasts for a day or two, it's not unusual to have a little sensitivity once you get a new restoration. It should not last longer than a day or two. If it does, then usually that's an indication that your bite might be a little bit too high on the restoration, or that restoration may not have bonded like it should have. I always tell people, when you get a new filling, you get a new crown, 2 days is the magic number. If it's still hurting, you need to go back and see whoever did that crown for you, because it's usually a bite, an indication that your bite is off. When we make crowns and restorations, when we check your bite, we use almost like a carbon paper, and it marks it blue or red, depending on the color of the paper, where you're hitting. And we place it ideally like we were taught in school, what your occlusion should look like. But some teeth don't like that ideal occlusion. They like it a little bit lighter or a little bit heavier. So that's why I always tell people, after 2 days, go back and see your dentist, because it can save you a lot of problems with chewing sensitivity, whether it's when you chew your food or temperature sensitivity.
That's good advice. And prior to being a patient of yours, Dr. Mann, I saw another dentist and had a filling at one point, and it wasn't jiving correctly. And boy, that's an awful feeling, you know, when your bite isn't lining up the way that it has been your whole life. Like it drove me crazy.
It is. It will. You know, I had the same thing happen to me. I let a dental assistant practice putting sealants on my teeth, and they left them a little high. It was the end of the day. And they were left a little bit high. And by the time I got back the next morning, my teeth were hurting. And like you said, it just drives you crazy. And really, it's because your mouth is not balanced and not used to being the way it was. And if it's not balanced, then one tooth or two teeth can take all of the force. And we don't want that in the mouth. We want all the teeth to equally take the force. And that's why you get that sensitivity. And that's why your mind starts going crazy, because it's not balanced.
Yeah, it's a frustrating experience. So, you know, if that's something that you have experienced, as Dr. Mann says, go ahead and get that taken care of. If, you know, afterwards you're not feeling right after about a day or two. All right, Dr. Mann, let's get into the treatment discussion here. So if sensitivity is an issue for us, what is the best way to go about fixing this?
Well, of course, with decay, you want to, you know, get the fillings done, and that takes care of the sensitivity, usually to sweet, sometimes hot and cold. Get that decay out of there, get those restorations in, and that'll make that go away. Clenching and grinding, which is second leading cause, you really have to stop the clenching and grinding. And, you know, we do a lot of tests. We talked about apnea, sleep apnea being a cause of sleep grinding. But if that's not the case, then we can make, you know, what we call a mouth guard. We don't like to call it a guard, because we like to stop the actual grinding and clenching. And we do that with something called an anterior deprogrammer, which fits over your front teeth and keeps your back teeth separated. Most people cannot clench on their front teeth. They mostly clench on their back teeth. And if they don't have the ability to touch the back teeth and they won't clench. And that's what the anterior deprogrammer does. It stops the clenching. Once the clenching is stopped, then you won't get that recession and you won't have the sensitivity once we treat it. And how we treat it is we treat it with a simple approach first. We basically prescribe a toothpaste that has a high fluoride content in it and a lot of desensitizing agents to help stop the sensitivity once the grinding has been stopped with an anterior deprogrammer. And then after that, the patient can stay, which usually they're on that for about 2 months. One tube will last 2 to 3 months. Then they start using Sensodyne or some form of sensitive toothpaste that's over the counter. And usually that stops the majority of people who have sensitivity. If it doesn't, then we can do some things in the office. We have some sealers that we can put on the office using bonding agents to, and really what that sensitivity is coming from is you've opened up the tubules because of the recession, that root that we talked about earlier. It has a lot more pores and a lot more tubules that go directly to the nerve. So our goal is to try to occlude them, to block them so that the temperature doesn't cause that sensitivity. And we have things in the office that we can apply. We even have a laser treatment that we can do to prevent it. So, but I always like to try the simple thing first, use that toothpaste. But I always say this, if you don't stop the clenching and grinding, then you're not going to stop your sensitivity. Even if you're using those toothpastes, you're still going to have it. So you got to stop that because you'll continue A, to deteriorate your teeth, and B, you'll continue to get that gum recession that we talked about, and the gum will not come back. The only way the gum comes back is with what we call gum grafts. So you have to stop that grinding to get the relief that we talked about from the toothpastes and or the in-office treatments that we can do to stop it. We've had great success with helping most people that have tooth sensitivity from grinding to alleviate the sensitivity and get back to eating ice cream and hot coffee and things like that that they weren't able to eat before because it was just so painful. They didn't like to do it. So, you know, you more than likely, if you don't have the things that we talked about, like decay or fillings that are breaking down, and you have that sensitivity, more than likely you're grinding or clenching your teeth.
Yep, and that's something that needs to be addressed. So, you know, you can try the toothpaste route that Dr. Mann mentioned, but really the most effective way is making sure that you're getting an examination periodically from your dentist. If you would like to see Dr. Mann, you can go online to smileman.com. Mann has two N's at the end. Smileman.com is where you can go to learn more about Dr. Mann, whether it's booking an appointment for your next visit, or if you want to learn more about the other services that Dr. Mann and his team can help provide you, or if you want to find the nearest location to you. There's one in Fuquay Varina, there's one in Garner, and one in Cary. Learn more at smileman.com, or you can also call the office if you want to do that. The phone number is 919-462-9338, 919-462-9338. Dr. Mann, we're just about out of time for today, but what are we going to be talking about next week?
We're going to be talking about what to expect from your cleaning appointment at the dentist.
Oh, that's excellent. I do think that, you know, maybe those of us who've put off having a cleaning for quite some time may not be used to the routine, but knowing what to expect, I think, goes a long way with making sure that you're a comfortable patient. So we look forward to that discussion next weekend. We hope you will join us then. We're out of time for today. But again, if you want to learn more or listen to a replay of this episode or past episodes, go to WPTF.com, click on the podcast button. There you can find Teeth Talk and the full archive of shows that we have done. On behalf of Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, I'm Jason Kong, thanking you for listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. Have a wonderful day.